Thank you. Good day, friends. Again, it is our joy and delight to come to you. And when we think of the opportunities given to us these days of exalting our Savior, we do pray that a great many hearts may be touched by the Spirit of God as He uses the Word of God in open hearts. For may I say to you that unless one's heart is open to receive the truth of God, the Spirit of God does not reveal it. But He is always ready to reveal Himself, to reveal the truth of God to any heart or mind that is open. And I want to start today a brief series of studies on the ministry of the Holy Spirit in His people. And I'd like to make one or two introductory remarks and possibly one or two things with respect to this. I'm well aware of the fact that there is great confusion today regarding the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it's well for us to examine the Word of God because God communicates His truth to you and to me through His Word. And as you know, we communicate with God through words. We speak to the Lord in prayer and He speaks to us through His Word. But may I suggest at the very beginning of our studies a word of warning. It's so easy to judge the Word of God by some experience one may have, instead of judging our experiences in the light of the Word of God. In other words, the final court of appeal is not our experience, but the Word of God. If I maintain that the Word of God is the complete revelation that God has given to man concerning His purpose, concerning His program for man and in man, then we must go to the Word of God. This is where He has revealed it. And you know, God wants you and me to be spiritual. He wants us to be full of joy. He wants us to be full of peace. But He also wants us to be usable. Not only available to God, but usable in the hands of the Spirit of God. And some people have an idea that when a Christian is spiritual, that they're some way far off, that they're living a supernatural sort of a life, and it's abnormal Christianity. No, friend, that's just the opposite. When I say that God wants you and me who trust His Son as Savior to be spiritual, this is normal Christianity. A great many people have the form of sound doctrine, and I'm all for that. But it must be coupled with spirituality. Orthodoxy should be coupled with spirituality. I've sometimes made the statement, the study of the Word of God without the Holy Spirit leads to rationalism. But the study of the Spirit of God without the Word of God leads to fanaticism. Now, the Bible wants us to be balanced on this. We study the Word of God in the light and guidance and power of the Holy Spirit, so that whatever experiences we may have, we must judge them in the light of the Word of God. I sincerely hope I've made myself clear. I say this because some people, and bless their hearts, I'm not questioning their love for the Savior. Don't misunderstand me. But oftentimes they judge the Word of God in the light of their experience. In fact, the experience takes the place of the Word of God in their own hearts and lives. The moment you grant that the Word of God is a complete revelation of God's purpose and program to man, the revelation of His person, the revelation of His will is in the Word of God. He has communicated to us through the Word. Then, my friend, whatever experience I may have or hope to have must be in the light of the Word of God, so that one judges one's experience by the Word of God. If it will not stand the test of the Word of God, then it may just be a fleshly experience. It may just be an emotional experience. It may not be spiritual experience. Because the spiritual experience is never divorced from the Word of God. The Spirit of God takes the things of Christ and shows them unto us. And as we're walking with hearts in fellowship and touch with the Savior, that's when we experience real spiritual life. Now, the fact is that truth must live. It's not enough for me to have the knowledge of truth, though I want all I can get of that. But the truth must live. There must be a living reality to the truth. Now, when one comes to the first book of Corinthians, chapter 2, I find that there are three avenues of knowledge. I'm just speaking now in a general way. For example, in verse 9 of chapter 2 of Corinthians, I read, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, I said a moment ago, there are three avenues of knowledge, which we find in the ninth verse. I see things, I hear things, and then my mind, my reason, my understanding. We know the natural things of life through these three avenues, through the eye gate, through the ear gate, through our heart, our understanding, or our mind. But listen, you cannot know God that way. I can know what's going on around me by the things that I see, the things that I hear, and I can reason out things. But when it comes to the things of God, there's only one way you can find it out, and that's by revelation. You cannot reason out God. Now, to say that I believe in God is not an unreasonable thing. It's a reasonable thing that there's a God, and that God has communicated his truth, what he wants me to know. He's done it through his word. You remember in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 27, our Lord said to the Jews of his day, after they had rejected him, he said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things, these spiritual things, from the wise and from the prudent, and thou hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, it seemed good in your sight." Or you take when Peter said to the Lord in Matthew 16, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Our Lord's answer was, "Simon, Peter, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven." In other words, when you come down here to this passage, the Spirit is the one who reveals the unseen things. You see, we are in the age when the Spirit of God indwells his people and shows unto them the things of God. Even the unsaved man, the man who's not a Christian, if he wants to know the things of God, it must be by the Spirit of God. In fact, in John chapter 16, when our Lord said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." And that word convict means to illuminate. The Spirit of God illuminates the truth to an open heart. Sometimes we say a person is under the conviction of sin. Why isn't everybody else under the conviction of sin? No. The Spirit of God took the Word of God and convicted a party, a man or a woman, of his need of a Savior, revealing to him he's a sinner needing a Savior. This is the ministry of the Spirit of God in a human heart. If that heart is closed to God, doesn't want God, they'll never know. They'll never know. That's what we read here. What man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You see, I don't know a thing about angels. I've never seen an angel. I've never felt an angel. No angel has ever communicated with me that I know of. I've heard of people who have seen angels and so on, that may be. I don't know what angels think. The only thing I know about angels is what is said in the Word of God. And there's some revelation in the Bible concerning angelic beings. For example, at the end of Hebrews chapter 1, I read that angels are sent forth to minister unto us, who shall be the heirs of salvation. They've got a ministry to us. And so on. I do not know about the animal creation. I know something about animals. But what goes through their heads, that's something else. That's something else. You can train an animal. You can make him do things, but you don't know what goes through his head. Why? You're not an animal. You're not an animal. Your dog can come to you and wag its tail and jump all over you with great joy and delight. But what goes through his little old head? You don't know. You don't know. You can train him to do things, but as far as you can go, you're not an animal. I can't reach above to angelic beings, nor can I reach down into the animal creation. And how in the world can I reach up to God and know God? The only way I can know him, my friend, is where he's revealed himself. And in the Word of God, the Spirit of God has come to take this Word and to reveal to us the wonders, the amazing things about the eternal God. Take, for example, 139 Psalm. What's it say? God knows our thoughts afar off. Now, I wouldn't know that if he hadn't told me. It says in that psalm, he knows when I go out, he knows when I come in. He knows when I stand up, he knows when I sit down. If I take the wings in the morning and go to the farthest ends of the earth, there he'll touch me. I don't know that unless he told me. Does God love me? I wouldn't know that unless he told me. Does he have any interest in me? I wouldn't know that unless he had told me. And it's in the book. He's already communicated that truth to us. And the Spirit of God has come to reveal himself to any open heart. I want you to get this. The Spirit of God searches all things, even the very deep things of God. The Spirit of God reveals. The Spirit of God knows. The Spirit of God imparts the things that be of God. There is no truth received by the Christian but what was revealed to him by the Spirit of God. There is no experience that brings glory to God but what was done by the Holy Spirit. By him we're regenerated. Through him we become children of God. By him we are sanctified and set apart for God, and so on. What I'm trying to get to you, my friend, that the knowledge of the Spirit of God depends upon the divine revelation in the Word of God. You know, it's rather an amazing thing, and I speak of this. The Spirit of God, who is the revealer of God, even the deep things of God, why is it you hear so little about him? We hear much about our Savior. He lived here. He was seen. He was handled. But the Spirit of God, unseen. Our Lord could say to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 in verse 8, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Rather strange, I say. The world outside speaks of God. The world outside speaks of Jesus. Do you ever hear the world outside talking about the Spirit of God? You hear a man curse. He'll curse and use the name of God. He'll curse, use the name of Christ. Do you ever hear them curse using the name of the Holy Spirit? It seems as if God has sealed the lips of the unsaved man about the Spirit of God. May I read a verse to you from John 14:17? Our Lord is talking about the coming of the Spirit of God. And he said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you, and so on. And yet the Spirit of God is here in the world today to take any open heart and open mind and reveal the things of God to him. And friend, you will, all you know of God, you've got to find by the Spirit of God, taking the Word of God and making it clear to you. See, I'm narrowing it right down. The Word of God, used by the Spirit of God. Hence we come to the revelation of God. I like that verse in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, which says, Paul says, our word, our gospel, came not unto you in word only, but in power, in the Holy Spirit, in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The Spirit of God takes the Word of God through the man of God. This is God's method. My friend, you may object to this. You may not agree with this. But I'm telling you, it's absolutely true. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And if I want to know anything about spiritual matters, it must be by the Spirit of God through the Word of God. I want to narrow it right down. And may I say very sadly, there are too many Christians today, and I'm not questioning their love for the Savior, but they know so little of the purpose of God, of the person of God, of the wonders of our Savior, because they haven't taken the time to go to the place where God has revealed it. Where's that? In His Word. And the Spirit of God is always ready to take that Word and open it up to any heart that really, really wants to know. I'm not afraid to take the Word of God by the Spirit of God, my friend. If you really want the truth, if you really want to know God, I'm not afraid to take the Word of God and let the Spirit of God work on your heart through the Word of God, if you mean business. I mean, if you're not just talking, if you really mean business, I challenge you today, if I'm talking to any unsaved person, and you really want to know God, you really want to know the truth, if you mean business, God means business. And the Spirit of God will take the Word of God and open up your mind to it. You remember about the man who was challenged, who believed he was an atheist, but he was challenged just to read the Gospel through John. And when he read through the Gospel of John with an open mind, before he got through the Gospel through John, he was loving the Savior and became a vibrant testimony for the Lord. See, the Spirit of God uses the Word of God through the man of God. Now, this is what we're going to do about our future lessons. The ministry of the Spirit of God, especially upon His own people. And in our next lesson, I want to do this. I want to take three kinds of people in this chapter. Chapter 2 and chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. And I want you to take your place in one of these three. In fact, that's what I want to do. I want to put you right down and find out where you are and where I am. Let us be open to what God has for us. And believe me, my friend, He's got a great deal in store for you. Wonderful, wonderful Savior, who is so ready, so desirous of revealing himself to you and to me. So have your Bibles ready, and the Lord bless you for his name's sake.